Hey, Chicago, it's Richard Roper. You know, when it comes to digital marketing, I always say, go with the pros. And the team at AmericanEagle.com, I'd highly recommend them. They've been driving real results for businesses of all sizes for decades. Whether you need AI-powered insights, smart, effective SEO, email marketing that actually converts, or so much more, their experts are the best at what they do. If you're ready to take your marketing to the next level, visit AmericanEagle.com. That's AmericanEagle.com. They drive results, and they do it right.
Richard Roper is here with his weekly commentary. I think we should just call this Richard Roper News and Comment, like Paul Harvey used to call his broadcast.
Gotcha.
So we are seeing the Super Bowl commercials already. This happens every year, and this is one reason why these companies spend a fortune, because they know they're going to get some play even before the game, right?
Yeah, it's easy fodder for those of us in the media. But it's interesting, Bob, the evolution of the Super Bowl commercial, because, you know, 20 years ago, we knew the sponsors, but we didn't really see the ads. And then you'd get, like, USA Today would have the recap the next day. And I used to write columns where I'd watch it in real time, and you'd rate each commercial like a miniature movie. Now they want to, you know, it's $8 million for 30 seconds, Bob. $8 million for an ad.
Yeah.
Anora won 5 Academy Awards last year on a budget of $6 million, okay? So the companies are putting a lot of money into this. So they really, I think it's actually a brilliant marketing strategy. Now we get ads for the ads. So you're seeing these little mini trailers now, right? For the ad, and then puts the date of the Super Bowl and says, you know, you'll get the full story. You know, Super Bowl Sunday.
Here's one, and the question is always when you see the commercials, okay, it's entertaining, but does it really sell the product? This is the one with Matthew McConaughey and Bradley Cooper for Uber Eats. Listen, so this is just it's not the actual commercial, right?
It's just a little hint of the commercial, and then we're going to see more. And I don't know what's going on with Matthew McConaughey, Academy Award winner. He's been in a lot of tons of movies, but he's doing a lot of commercial work. He's doing stuff with Woody Harrelson. He's doing, and Bradley Cooper too. I love Bradley Cooper. He looks slightly deranged in those ads. He seems obsessed with whether or not they're using this delivery system to sell food. But some of them, like that one, is kind of interesting. I know Peyton Manning, who's finally getting some exposure, Bob. You almost never see him on television. It's good to see he got a Super Bowl ad. It does kind of make me want to see the entire ad. Even as you realize you're being manipulated, right? Even as you realize you're watching a commercial for a commercial, kind of makes you want to tune in.
How much do you think they paid Lady Gaga for this? Listen up. Here you go. Rich, what is she selling here? Mr. Rogers sweaters?
You know, that's a great question. What is she? See, now we're wondering. She's covering Fred Rogers, and we always get a lot of covers from today's pop stars. That's nice. But that's the thing. And you made a great point earlier, Bob, too. Sometimes you'll see an ad, and you'll say, God, that was really clever. That was really funny. And boy, they put a lot of work into that. I don't know what in the world they were selling.
That's always the question. There's one you kind of have to see, but we'll let you hear the audio. Okay. This is celebrity chef Guy Fieri, and he's got a new look. Here you go. So he doesn't look like himself, and it's for Bosch, is that right?
Home appliances, I think, and power tools, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there have been some over the years, especially, you know, at the beginning of the online world, where they'd be for, you know, job placement firms or apps that could help you put your shoes on in the morning or whatever, and you'd see the whole commercial, and you'd see the www, you know, it would be http://www, and you'd say, you'd go on there and you'd go, I still don't know what this company does.
Right. Guy Fieri shaved his head.
Oh, okay.
And goatee. All right, here's one more. Sabrina Carpenter for Pringles. So there's a flour entirely made of potato chips there. That's a
Chicagoan's dream come true. I don't know if Sabrina Carpenter's... Maybe she loves potato chips. You know, you never know. You know, Pringles seems to have made a comeback in recent years, or it seems to be more in the pop culture, because now people talk about the guy on the can. I think he's Julius Pringle, I think, or something like that. Because I never knew there was a name for that guy. You know, you always know the names of Ronald McDonald and other, but Mr. Pringle, who kind of looks like Mr. Moneybags, the guy from Monopoly, right? But there's a whole backstory. The Pringle family. I don't know if it's a family company, if the grandson now runs the company or the granddaughter, but
So let me get this straight. Now, we played audio here. Some of these clips were from the actual commercials, but some were from teasers that these companies actually put out ahead of time, right? But why do they even have to do a special teaser? Because don't TV and radio stations always play some of those commercials ahead of time anyway?
Listen, it's got us talking, right? It's another way. And the other thing is used to have to wait until Super Bowl Sunday to see the ads. A lot of these ads in their entirety will run online before the Super Bowl runs. The days of everybody, you always had the cliche kind of about half the people at the Super Bowl party were like, shut up, the commercials are on. By now, when Super Bowl, the actual game plays, most of us will have seen, if we're interested, we'll have probably seen a lot of the ads online.
Yeah, it seems to me in recent years, you've heard more comments like, I didn't really see any great commercials. Although you do hear occasionally from people who say, the Super Bowl is the one game where you go to the washroom during the game and come back to the TV for the commercials.
Yeah, and they get bogged down in themes a lot. You get the talking animals. Like one year there were like 12 commercials with talking animals. And doesn't it always feel like they've run out of steam by the third or fourth quarter? So the first half of the game, it's like, oh my God, they're all fresh and new. And then by the third or fourth quarter, it's like, well, I've already seen this twice. Or it's just for another movie that's coming out. Like everyone, we're all kind of exhausted. And I think they realize that. Get the audiences early on before the food coma sets in, and maybe the game is 21-3 and you don't care anymore. So it's all about the advance placement and then the early parts of the Super Bowl.
And we all watch, especially when it all starts, a week from Sunday, isn't it?
Yep.
It's here. Richard Roper, talk to you again next week. Thank you, Rich.
Bob.
Sponsored by AmericanEagle.com, web design, development, and digital marketing agency.